see too many of y'all in the comfort zone. You got to stay on the cutting edge.
Welcome to LeroyThompson.tv, where you get the cutting edge.
Things we need to get into church to minister to the Lord. Are you following me? Pastors, just watch what's going on in your church and make sure it comes to the point where you're worshiping the Lord and that the people are not being entertained, but they're getting caught up in the presence of God. Now, I can sense the presence of God. See, because he's getting his glory. You got to give his glory to him, you know. I said, you got to give him his glory, you know. Amen. And, you know, people mean good, but I mean, if you've been going wrong for a long time, you just need to be corrected. Directed, we're supposed to direct. Correct, protect. Amen. One of the main things I want to do is get my people in the presence of the Lord. If I can get them in the presence of the Lord, I know everything going to be all right. See, I know they're going to be taken care of. They're going to get their wisdom. They're going to get their knowledge. They're going to get their understanding. They're going to know what path to take. They're going to know exactly what to do if you get in the presence of the Lord. And so I am, each time the Spirit of God try to teach me something, I try to do what he tell me to do, you see. Get people in the presence of the Lord. I tell you, it's a great awakening. I don't know about you. I sense it right now. It's a great awakening. I mean, when you can yield to the Holy Spirit, get things started and back out the way and let the glory flow. Let the glory flow. Let the glory flow. And then, you know, my horn player there, he can play. And the Bible talks about musical instruments. We got to let them flow more. You know that? Now just keep singing the same song. Nobody want you to hear the same song all the time. Learn some new song, man. Talk to Jesus. Go. Find a new song. You see, pray them in hymns and psalms. Sing a song. Sing something you haven't practiced. Sing. That's a $600 check. It's a good check. Sing something you haven't practiced. Just get trust the Lord. You ain't got to be right. All the keys don't have to be right. Hallelujah. Yes, ma'am. Well, y'all know it's Friday night. Tonight, I'm going to pray in a moment, but tonight is a new night to me. I was sitting in my theater, my wife and I, just resting a few moments. Actually, I had a movie on. And I had my iPad with me, and it was a good movie, but the Lord interrupted. And right there, he gave me seven things. I didn't know what they were. I called my secretary and I told her, and I typed it out on her. I'm not a good typer, I just discover in land, you know. But I got it on there, and I called my secretary and I said, you know, I need to get this down. And I didn't know what it was until the Lord revealed it to me. You know, we call this an impartation conference. And the Lord revealed to me those seven things was apostolic releases. Things, so those seven things, I'll release them on you tonight. I think that within the context of God's divine plan for us to receive, leave you with this under our belt, knowing that the apostle have released this on the churches. And so I'll be ministering, but I'll tell you when this is a release. This is something God has spoken over this meeting for you, your life, and your ministry. You don't have to get too excited right now. When you hear what he said, you'll be ready to flow and go, you know. Father, we thank you tonight. Thank you for all the week. You protected us and blessed us that we'd be here together. Thank you for your presence. and your anointing and your instruction. And, you know, Lord, we're doing our best to do exactly what you want us to do. So we thank you for helping us and blessing us again tonight. Bless all those by internet, Roku, Leroy Thompson TV. Bless them tonight as they listen. Ministry that have gathered together, bless them tonight. I thank you for it in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. You may be seated. Philippians chapter 1. I wanna say this. It's sort of a subject, but I want you to get this. How to make your ministry a flowing and flourishing ministry. Because I think these releases are going to help you there. How to make your ministry a flowing and flourishing ministry. And then, I guess you can call these subtitles or whatever. But it's something that we have not done, something that must be done, something that maybe we didn't know how to do. But connecting to the apostles' ministry properly. I just got the word properly. I had connected to the apostles' ministry, but he said properly. And so establishing the apostolic relationship and fellowship in the churches. So you got to have that relationship. I believe, I read, what the Lord gave me, sadly, divine order has not been in place. Ministers and the church has suffered because of this, but in the last days, the Holy Spirit is bringing to light. The connection, proper connection, not dictatorship, but in a love value that the government from heaven can, if for lack of a better word, if a Baptist talk, stoop down, sweep through our ministries that we're in such a divine order and fellowship with one another. Amen? So here in Philippians 1:7, if she would get it out for us, this scripture, I want to look at it in more than one translation to get the idea of what it's saying to us about partaking of a grace there in Philippians 1:7. Even as it meet for me to thank this of you all. And the other verse is a good reading, the first through the sixth verse. You read it sometime, but I have so much to say tonight that I'm going to have to roll. Even as it meet for me to thank this of you all, because I have you in my heart. That's a loving word, isn't it? The apostle say, I have, telling that church, I have you in my heart. In as much as both in my bonds and in the defense and confirmation of the gospel, ye are all partakers of my grace. Now, we don't have much of that going on in the body of Christ. Now, the Amplified Bible would say to you, notice what the Amplified Bible is saying there. It's very important that we see this. It is right and appropriate for me to have this confidence and feel this way about you all. Because you have me in your heart and I hold you in my heart. Sounds like a fellowship, a relationship to me, you know. As partakers and sharers one and all with me of the grace, God unmerited favor and spiritual blessing, this is true both when I'm shut up in prison and when I'm out in defense and confirmation of the good news, the gospel. Then there's another translation I want you to see. I probably won't read it. In the modern English, it talks about it, and it says it in another way. There it is. It is right for me to feel this way about all of you, since I have you in my heart. For whether I'm in chain or defending and confirming the gospel, all of you share in God's grace with me. That's a connection there. That's a connection. I believe, now, I don't want to get in trouble here, but that's a connection. I believe that some of the office that God have placed us in have not been rightly divided. have not, so therefore they are not rightly understood.
Right.
So therefore then they're not rightly recognized.
Right.
So then they're not rightly respected.
Right.
And then so whatever was supposed to come out of them can't come out of them. Turn over with me now. You see, you say you're partakers of my grace. That's the impartation that you're talking about. Turn over back with me in the book of Acts. The book of Acts, chapter 2. Acts chapter 2, 42 and 43. And they continued steadfastly in the apostles.
You're too many of y'all in the comfort zone.
And fellowship.
You gotta stay on the cutting edge.
And in breaking of bread.
Welcome to LeroyThompson.tv. Where you get the cutting edge.
And it says, and fear came upon every soul, and many wonderful signs were done by the apostles.
You see,
they come
with persecution. And a lot of
now,
great men
in one translation said they
started,
spent their time
stopped.
In learning from the apostles.
But I can't. I can't stop because there's a
taking
there's
part
a,
in the fellowship
driving me to,
and sharing in the fellowship
share
meal
with the body of Christ.
And the prayer. Then it says in verse 43, many miracles and wonders were being done through the apostle, and everyone was filled with awe.
Yeah. Yes, sir. Mm-hmm.
You see that anointing was released by respect. You get that?
Yes, sir.
That anointing was released by respect. Now, turn with me in 1 Corinthians. The Apostle Paul lay out some groundwork for us here. Apostle Paul, the great Apostle Paul. 1 Corinthians chapter 15. Hallelujah. It's Friday night, everybody should get paid. Amen. So the Lord's going to help us tonight. In 1 Corinthians chapter 15, I want to look at two verses, verses 9 and 10, to establish a principle in your life that will serve you so well, have served me so well over the years. For I am the least of the apostles that am not meet to be called an apostle because I persecuted the church of God. You remember you were Saul. Then he goes on to say, now notice verse 10 is loaded with power. It's loaded with power. You understand? It's loaded with power. It's loaded with favor. All right? Now he says, but by the grace of God, I am what I am. You see that? And then he says, another thing he says, this grace was not bestowed upon me. The grace which was bestowed upon me was not in vain. You see that? Then he said, but I labor more abundantly than they all. Yet not I, but the grace of God which was with me. It seemed like he giving God all the credit. I mean, you know, Paul had a lot to be bragging about and talking about. God used him so much. But yeah, he's given all of the credit to the favor of God. God, he's saying, I was there, but God was doing it.
Yeah.
You got that?
Yeah.
Now, here's a principle that God gave me. Let's go back and say it. I am what I am. I am what I am. He give God all the credit, right?
Yeah.
But we in ministry must be introduced to this principle here. It's found in that 10th verse. It's the yet not I principle.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
It will serve you well.
Yeah.
I'm going to show it to you twice, probably some more times than that. But it's in this 10th verse. Mm-hmm. He talks about the grace that was bestowed on me. Talk about all, but by the grace of God, I am what I am. And his grace, which was bestowed upon me, was not in vain. He talked about how he labored more abundantly than they all. But he said, then yet not I. But the grace of God which was with me.
Yeah. Yeah.
So this yet not I principle gives God the glory.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
It's very important that we keep that in mind as God elevates us and as God promotes us,
yeah.
As God blesses us, as God show himself strong through us,
yeah.
We must keep our mind and heart connected with the yet not I principle.
Yeah.
You know, that'll stop you from bragging and messing around and get yourself in trouble and let the devil get his hand on you. Now, If you don't understand it yet, not I principle, we're going to look at it again, you know the verses, you're going to frustrate the grace of God. You're going to frustrate the favor of your ministry. You need favor on your ministry. You don't just need faith, you need favor. You need God to do something that you couldn't do nothing about. See? And then if you don't know the yet not I principle, if you're not a humble yourself, you're not going to have the favor, Galatians 2:20. You're not going to have the favor in your life or in your ministry. Every ministry needs favor. Every ministry needs God's favor. And I've just shown you one of the ways to always have God's favor. Get in the way and get out of the way and give God the glory. Can I get an amen there? Now, it's a great scripture here in Galatians 2:20. It tells us more than one thing. It tells us also, it tells us that you don't have to rely on just your faith. You know, we came through the word of faith. We studied faith so much, and we got to depending on our faith and didn't recognize we have the faith of God. And then here it tells us, live by the faith of the Son of God. Jesus' faith can be our faith. So he says here, I'm crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live, yet not I. That is. That's the same principle.
Yes, sir.
Yet not I, but Christ. Woo! Get out the way and let Christ live. Christ, yeah, get out the way and let him show us. But Christ, see, when you have to say, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, notice this. I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me. See, this is the finished way. This is the finished way, but it's Calvary. This is the cross. And it's finished. And gave himself for me. Then he goes on to say, you see, if you don't know the yet not I principle, I do not frustrate the grace of God. For if righteousness come by the law, then Christ is dead in vain. It's by grace. It's by God's favor. It's by God's goodness. It's by God's love. I am where I am, doing what I'm doing, and my ministry is where it is because of what God did. Yeah, I know you prayed, but you didn't do it. See, if you have that, I'm about to give you that first apostolic release in a few minutes here. If you have that, I think it's time to give you one. If you have that, You're on the ball. The yet, now I got two other principles to share. The yet not I principle. Say the yet not I,
yet not I
principle.
Principle.
I must never forget that. You see, you got the grace, you got the label, you got the work, you got to do what he tell you to do, and when the day is done, give him the glory. I see y'all not too enthused about that. I see somebody say, hallelujah, glory to God. Give God the glory. Give him the credit. You didn't do nothing. Y'all better speak up here. God watching y'all. Y'all ain't saying nothing. Y'all mostly want to keep the glory. No, I know you don't. So you can call it an impartation. You can call it what you want to call it. Just receive it because it's going to help light your life up. It's going to lighten your ministry up. And I got to give you a scripture with it. Turn to Psalm 78. Psalm 78. Are you here?
Yes, sir.
So you the first one getting what the Lord said to me, an apostolic release. And it should shake the very foundation of your ministry. And things that are not working right, apostolically, you're going to be able to go back home and change it. Oh my, man. Come on now. Come on. We're making this connection properly, giving God all the glory, as Paul said in the text. But the first one is unlocking the unlimited potentials in you and in your ministry. Unlocking
Hallelujah.
The unlimited potential in you and in your ministry. Therefore, I'm releasing that upon you, that from this night forward, you as a minister of the gospel will unlock the unlimited potential in you and in your ministry. Thank you, Jesus. Psalm 78:41 says, yeah, they turned back, tempted God, and limited the Holy One of Israel. What are you saying? What the Lord is saying? All limits are being taken off of you this very night. And an unlimited impartation is being released in your life and your ministry, thus says the Lord. That's where it came from. All seven things coming within 4 minutes. Let me say it again. Because, as I said, it began to function in your life. We're going to understand how this apostolic thing works here sooner or later. Unlocking. See, something, there are some potentials locked. There are some limits that shouldn't be in your life. I can't stay there too long because I got some other to give, you know. But the Lord said tonight he's unlocking the unlimited potentials in you and in your ministry. You know why he can unlock it? He put it in you. Sometimes we accept the limit that Satan tried to put on us. Sometimes we speak words that limit ourselves. All right? Now let's go further. Let's go further in the teaching. We'll come back and get another hit. Then turn with me to John 3:30. John chapter 3. Verse 30, we'll see another grand move of the Holy Ghost. Another grand move of the Holy Ghost. May the Holy Ghost hit this place. It's Friday night, man. Hallelujah. Somewhere along the line, may the Holy Ghost sweep through here. Yeah, and breathe and blow the wind upon us. Then John's Gospel, Chapter 3, John's gospel represents the eagle. It's the prophetic eye that hangs over John's gospel. John chapter 3, verse 30. He must increase, but I must decrease. That is the increasing and decreasing principle. That is the increasing and decreasing principle. As you decrease, the Lord shall increase. As you give him the glory, give him the credit, back off and let him flood the place where you are and give him the glory. The more honor and the more praise you give to the Lord, the more powerful your ministry is going to be. See, John said he must increase, but I must decrease. Reverse that. If I decrease, he'll increase. See. That's why the Lord the Bible deal with infirmities. Infirmities call God on the scene. You see, where there's infirmities that recognize the infirmities, that person yield to God and come out to be a success at a high level, guess who get the glory? Everybody knows she or he couldn't get there. Who brought him there? But on the other hand, if you get all high-minded, you know, and you got 75 members, you think you done turned the moon over, then God not gonna let you go no further. Then you all, then don't hang with them uppity guys. You know, them uppity broke guys, they uppity, but they act like they got all that, they uppity. And you know, don't hang with them, because they're gonna put something bad in your mind, and you're not gonna be able to humble yourself if you wanna humble yourself. You get dumber and dumber. That's a movie, isn't it? Dumber and dumber. Ain't nobody wanna be dumber and dumber. You get the hummer and hummer, not dumber and dumber. Then, and this is shocking news to some, but in this Sam opening there in the 34th verse, well, let's look at the 27th verse first of John 3. John answered and said, a man can receive nothing except it given to him from heaven. Yeah. Amen.
Amen.
See, can't receive nothing that's given to him from heaven. Now, here's another principle that I think the church don't know a lot of, but yet it's a principle spoken of in more than one place. I thought of a third place just now. It's what you call the overflow principle. Living in the overflow. And I'm telling you right now, boys, I didn't have that. That just came out of my mouth just now. We're going to look at verse 34. But it's an overflow principle. John 7, 37 and 39 was on my mind. Yeah. Where you see, out of that belly shall flow rivers.
Yeah.
You got to be thirsty, though.
Yeah.
And you got to drink. Yes. Right? Right up in here now, you're supposed to be drinking.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Supposed to be drinking. See, they thought in the day of Pentecost, they thought they were drunk. They had been drinking. But they wasn't drinking what they thought they were drinking. They had a higher kind of wine. And every now and then, God permitted me to get drunk. Every now and then, in the spirit. Whew. What a blessed, no hangover. Talk to me up in here. Every now and then. Yeah, so he says here in the 34th verse, for he whom God have sent, speak is the word of God, for God giveth not the Spirit by measure unto him. Now, most men just equate that to Jesus. But that's for more than Jesus. Many times I've had the Spirit without measure. Couldn't keep up with it. And then I got, well, you say, out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. Well, that's from the well to the rivers there. Huh? See, and then in the psalm it says, my cup runs over.
Yes.
See, God is the God of the overflow.
Yes.
Get your ministry ready for overflow.
Yes.
Stop trying to get in the flow.
Yes.
Get your ministry ready for the overflow.
Yes.
Say it, overflow.
Overflow.
Say it like you believe it.
Overflow.
You see, because the devil trying to bluff us at times to make us think that the overflow for somebody else.
Yeah.
The overflow for everybody who believe for it.
Yes.
Are you listening to me?
Yes, sir.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
And so when they said Jesus, the spirit without measure principle. That's three principles I'm giving you. The spirit without measure principle, the decreasing and increasing principle, and the yet not I principle. Find me a book with them in there. See, this is fresh for you. Now, I taught two of them to my congregation. The Lord spoke to me, and I read that verse many times. He said, yeah, but he said, I want you to see the yet not I principle in there. Get out of my way, and I'll bless you like you never seen before. Let's do another apostolic release. Turn to Ephesians chapter 4. You go over and over these. Devil start cutting up, go over and over these. Because he afraid of them.
Because
right. They come from heaven.
Yes.
Glory to God. Stopping the energy of the enemy. So what are you saying? I'm saying the next battle you have not going to last long. You know we're going to have some, but you're going to be stronger, and they will not be able to last long.
Hallelujah.
Why? Because a release, an apostolic release, impartation is that you will be more powerful to stop the energy of the enemy.
Yeah.
Ephesians 4:27. Neither give place to the devil. That's one translation. I don't have it down. One translation said, don't give no foothold to the devil. I don't know if the Amplified Bible said, don't give see what the Amplified Bible said. We give him a foothold. Don't give him no foothold to the devil. Give him the foot. We said leave no such room. A foothold for the devil. Give no opportunity to him. Now would the Bible, would the Lord tell us this if we couldn't do it? He the God of this world, he gonna try something. But tonight you have an apostolic release that his energy cannot hold up against you. You know that by scripture, but I want you to take it out of my mouth as a word from God tonight. And you'll have both the scriptures and the apostolic anointing on it. I heard the word hush. Now you are authorized to tell the devil, hush. Hush your mouth. Hush your mouth. You don't have no right to talk to me. Hush your mouth, devil. Hush. Say hush.
Hush.
You know, they like to make a lot of noise. Yaggity, yeah, 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 yeah. Just tell them hush. And when you say hush, their energy is going to dissipate. Are you here?
Yes, sir.
Let's go further. Ministers that build their ministry on apostolic foundation connection will receive the apostles' anointing. We're going to look at a few scriptures on that. I'm going to go over that again. Turn to 1 Corinthians 3. Ministers that build their ministries on apostolic foundation connection will receive the apostles' anointing. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Y'all brought your shouting clothes?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. There in Ephesians 3:10, according to the grace, 1 Corinthians 3:10, where I'm at? I don't know where I am. 1 Corinthians 3:10. According to the grace of God which is given unto me as a wise master builder, I have laid the foundation and another buildeth thereon, but let every man take heed how he buildeth thereon. For the foundation can no man lay than that is laid, which is Jesus Christ. A wise master builder. Then you turn to clarify that. Now you go to Ephesians to clarify that. We're talking about ministers that build their ministry on apostolic foundation connection. And that's the way God designed it to be. But because we're so busy in competition to see who was the best preacher, who got the best church, the devil running off with our members. Divine order, government.
Yes, sir.
I read some literature on the military and why the commander demand respect. It said when the man get out on the front line, he realized now why there was so much training. Everybody tough in the camp. That's practice. How many military men I got here? Yeah, everybody tough in the camp. That's practice. You know, you can sit down and watch somebody else minister. She should have done this. He should have done that. Yeah. When you get your tail in there, what you going to do? You out there, you ain't got no heat on you, nothing pressing you. Now you got all these revelations. Isaiah 4:5 said this, and you got all these revelations. Listen, sometimes these scriptures, you can't even grab a scripture. You just got to trust God. You ain't got time to read all those scriptures. Devil with me, you trying to read the whole Bible. You ain't got time to be reading the whole Bible, quoting every Bible. You need to take one sword. You don't need all of them. Get one scripture. Cut him down. Don't take him on one to cut him. See? You're on the outside, you know, another putting him a problem. This is the way I would have handled it. Ain't nobody ask you nothing. You ain't handling what you got. That's why you can't handle what you got. You're always looking at what somebody else doing. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 20. And are built upon the foundation. Now, I don't know how we missed this scripture. I think this is a jealousy scripture. An envy scripture. I really think it is, because the body of Christ don't understand it. And are built upon the foundation of the pastor, evangelist, teacher. Of the apostles and prophet Jesus Christ himself. I like that way he said it. Jesus Christ, personally, yeah, man. Jesus Christ, what he said, Jesus Christ, what? Himself. You know what? You have no mistake about this. He the chief cornerstone. Ain't no apostle the chief cornerstone. Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone.
Yes, sir.
I love it. Jesus Christ himself. He the chief, that's the, who would be, better be the chief cornerstone in your ministry too. He the chief cornerstone. Let me see now. And then it goes on to say in the 21st verse, in whom all the building fitly framed together grows unto a holy temple in the Lord, in whom ye also are built together for an habitation of God through the Spirit. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now we're talking about how to make your ministry a flowing and flourish in ministry by having proper connection with the apostolic ministry. Now, number three, this release here. Functioning in your privileges of the impossible. It's not, we're trying to do too many possible things. There are some impossible things God wants you to let him do through you. But you need to function. You need to expect. You see, when you're jammed, that's a good time. Say, oh, something impossible about to happen here. Because you're not going to jam me up. Something supernatural about to happen here. Here's another time for God to show himself strong. The eyes of the Lord go to and fro, up and down in the earth to find somebody to show himself strong. Somebody who believe in him, somebody who trust in him. So here, I heard it clear. Functioning in your privileges of the impossible. Your calling, you ready for this? Your calling carry impossible credentials. Where somebody else stop off, where a doctor or a lawyer or somebody might stop, then in step the man or woman of God and say, God said, you're not going to go like this. We have to recognize who we are, who sent us, and the divine backup we have, that the impossible can take place at any moment by the glory of God. In the name of Jesus. And so these impossible privileges, sometime God permit things to happen for you to be able to trust him. That some, yeah, I've seen it many times, that he can get you out and you don't know you're out. Gone, man, gone. Something supernatural happened. You cannot, listen to me, you will not jam a child of God. No matter how hard you try, God always got a path, a door, a gate, a window. He gonna get his child out. Y'all better know this. It's another chance. When your back like against the wall, look like nothing working, it's another chance for God to take you through an impossible dream. Come on, hold on to that. We must function. We got to function. Look, we got to function. Functioning in your privileges. Up Mark 10:27. I wish somebody in trouble up in here tonight. I wish you came here with a burden in your ministry, a burden in your family, and got up in here tonight and found out that burden is for something impossible to happen. That's a song. God specializes in things that are impossible. Ooh, he's an impossible specialist. We have to know this. We're dealing with the spirit world. We're not local people here. We're citizens of the kingdom of God. We have divine rights, divine power, divine understanding. Hey! You cannot pin a child of God down. You can flap them and slap them and jump on them, but you cannot pin them down. They're coming up. They're coming up. Coming up, boys, coming up. Coming out, coming out. Are you seeing this? This is apostolic and prophetic. They're riding piggyback. God is actually prophesying over you and telling you from this night forward, you're going to constantly function in the impossible. Making the impossible possible. I dare you tell me it can't happen. You about to call God out. I dare you tell me what I can't do. I dare you tell me where I can't go. I dare you tell me where I can't be. Jesus has signed the civil rights bill. Free at last, good God Almighty. When Jesus set you free, man can't set you free. Get anointed. It's been signed. He signed it on a hill. Some call it Calvary. Blood start dropping. Every drop set somebody free. Oh, glory to God. Glory! You can't hold nobody down who function in the impossible. Glory to God. Jesus looking at them said, with men it is impossible. Ha ha ha. But not with God. For with God. For with God. Then tell me what you worried about. Come on. It's only temporary. You can't stop a man or a woman of God. I want y'all to remember that. There are going to come things up. People are going to come against you. Other things are going to happen. That's all right. Hold tight. Watch when the dust get too fly. You can't mess. Look, you can't mess with righteousness. That's from above, man. This is so apocalypse. My goodness. Jesus. Listen, I want you to leave here with this benefit. Nothing is impossible. Aren't you with God? If God is for you, Emmanuel. Emmanuel. Hallelujah. He not only with us, he's in us. Notice, I want you now to notice God's divine lineup for ministry. Let's look at a few scriptures here. Go to Ephesians. God's divine lineup for ministry. And I think we've missed the divine lineup. Let's get the divine lineup. Glory to God. I feel the Holy Ghost, boy. In Ephesians chapter 4, verse 7, but unto every one of us is given grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ. Then we go to the 11th verse, and he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers. And he tells us what they were given for. Then you turn over to 1 Corinthians 12. 1 Corinthians 12. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I felt that a moment ago, you know. I was about to get happy, you know. One more drink, I'd have been gone. So I kind of pushed the cup back for a little while, you know. Hallelujah. Now notice what we're saying here. Notice God's divine lineup for ministry. You see, I don't know why people think everybody else can have order. But God have no, you know, he just spread it out. No, more so what we're dealing with, what we have, the power we carry, listen to me, the power we carry, we better have some order, because it's dangerous for the power we carry. It's dangerous without divine order. It's so much power in prayer, praise, worship. Verse Corinthians 12. Verse 28. Now listen, let me tell you what, now look at me. Let me tell you what I'm doing here. I'm preaching the Bible. I'm not trying to set myself up as no apostle. I was doing fine as a pastor. It's the Lord. Now he got me correcting things, changing things. And trying to reveal to the body of Christ what a real apostle, a real prophet, real pastor, what we really are and how we divinely connect. Yeah. And so it's strange when you start teaching because you got so many people want to be something. Yeah. You know, they want to be something, so then God then made themselves something and just messing it, stirring the water all up, shouting and jumping around, you know. No, the power of the connection between an apostle and a pastor. Yeah. Come on. That's powerful, man. Or a teacher. Come on, it's a connection. It's a divine connection. It's nothing man running, God running it. But it's divine order. Let everything be done what? Decently and in order. See, when a right relationship is, any one of these boys here, they're men, I call them my boys, I can go, I walk in their church and say, look, and I wouldn't do it in front of the members, I say, don't do that no more. That's over. You'll never see that again. Why? They trust that I'm hearing from God. And if I mess up, if I don't, I'm not hearing from God, I go back and tell them, say, look, man, do what you're doing. Say, well, you really didn't hear? Well, I'm a human being too. But I promise you this, if that happened, God won't permit nothing to happen. Oh, man. No. God is not going to permit nobody to get messed up because we made a mistake, because he know we love him. Come on now. That's a grace for that. That's a grace for that. He hold us till we get back in play. My. Now notice this to me. And God said something in the church, first apostle. Look, he said, first apostle. First apostle. Secondly prophet. I read in the book, a prophet was trying to overrule the apostle. He can't do it. So I put his book down. The prophets was in charge of the Old Testament. The apostle is God's right-hand man now. Secondly, the prophet. Thirdly, the teacher. After that, miracles. Then gifts of healing. Help governments. Devices of tongue. All apostles. Oh, Jesus. All prophets. All teachers. All workers of miracles. No. Have all the gift of healing. No, not all. Then you got to make sure God call you, because if you get in a position and say God call you, and God didn't call you, now, can you handle the heat? Because the heat is surely to come. So notice God's divine order, God's divine lineup, and I'll give you number 4 of the releases. Decide to be victorious through supernatural strength. Decide. It's a decision. There's an old song that you sing, I have decided, in the Baptist church. This is a decision. It's a choice. I have a choice to win or lose. I've decided I'm a winner. And I got enough backup to make it happen. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Stop talking about tough breaks. Break the break. Decide to be victorious through supernatural strength. That's Philippians 4:13 all day long. I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. So when things look like they're overwhelming, things look like you can't get a breakthrough, go to that voice and make your declaration. I decide to be victorious through supernatural strength. And I dare you do it. God's going to hear you. He knew you was here for this impartation tonight. He's going to back that up. I promise you that your ministry will never, never be the same. The church will respect the authority of a real apostle because he is submitted to the will of God and not a dictator. The problem is wanting to be big when little got you. That's a problem, boy. That's a problem. And there's a whole lot of folks want to be big in ministry when little God and they want to take authority over somebody else. God didn't send them to take no authority. They just want somebody under them to make them look big. Jesus. Terrible thing to want to be big when little got you. Acts chapter 5.
Work it.
Some of us been under all kind of folks. Ain't told us nothing, ain't help us, and then they choose you. I'm your daddy. No, you got to have spiritual intercourse to have babies. You can't just take no baby, you got to make this baby. You understand what I'm saying? Your anointing, your wisdom, your understanding, as you work with men and women, as God lead them to you, they become your children by spiritual birth. Not by no number, not by no money, not by none of that, by relationship. A lot of people fathering somebody they didn't father you. They're not fathering you. A lot of time they're fooling you. I remember, I think it was my son. He said, you saw him at Creflo Church, right? Lord said, that's your daddy right there. Others told me how the man standing right beside him, Pastor Gilman, he told me how he caught me on the internet TV and they VHS it, and he didn't preach. He put it in the thing for his members. Yeah. Yes, sir. And so they started coming to the altar, just giving. Yeah. And they've been doing it ever since. He did that a long time. Never met me or nothing. Yeah. That's boasting the spirit. That's life and death, that brother. You can't separate us. That's life and death. You got to take all of us at one time. Or one of us is going to get you. See, this is a real deal. I like as Holyfield said, a real deal. And some people didn't like Cassidy Clay, but I love Cassidy Clay because he told you what he's going to do before he did it, and he went in there and did it. Cassidy Clay is my man. Fly like a butterfly and sting like a bee. People don't like you when you know where you're going, you see. All right. Acts 5 and 2. The church will respect the authority of a real apostle because he is submitted to the will of God and not a dictator. And here in Acts 5 and 2, and kept back part of the price. His wife also being privy to it, and brought a certain part and laid it at the apostles' feet. But Peter said in the hand of now, why has Satan filled our heart to lie to the Holy Ghost? I thought I was talking to you.
Come on.
And to keep back part of the price of the land. You know, and the grace teacher said, Ananias and Sapphira wasn't Christian, you know. I said, what is this crazy man? The Lord called me, I said, look at this. While it remained, was it not thine own? And after your soul, was it not, I'm showing you the power now, not thy own power? Why hast thou conceived this thing in thine heart? Thou hast not lied unto men, but unto God.
Wow.
Boy, I tell you what, you get a church straight, and he said, and Ananias, hearing these words, fell down. No, he didn't slip down. And gave up the ghost, and great fear came on all them that heard these things. Then his wife came and told the same lie, and she died. And it didn't take time, long time to bury him, because it was right back in church. Like they might have thrown him in there, go on there, you. And the 12th verse said, by the hands of the apostles was many signs and wonders wrought among the people, and they were all with one accord in Solomon's Porch. Now, I'll tell you something that happened in service. Let me tell you something that happened in service. When a real man or woman of God is running a service, a lot of time unmatured members don't understand. They begin, ooh, and then you see the expression on their face. Every now and then when I catch them, I tell them, hey, sister, because you don't know what happened. I'm protecting the whole flock. You sometimes have to deal with things open in the public. If it happened in the public, it need to be dealt with in the public. Y'all just, you tell your members, just let me pastor this church, please. Now, you know, you think all the members left, that one man fell dead. He wouldn't have had nobody there with him, the apostle. But they stayed anyway because they knew it was God. And undoubtedly, there was some matured Christian there.
Yeah. Yeah. That's good. That's good
work. Because had they left, they'd have missed verse 12. There's such a thing called divine cleanup. Some people who leave should have left. Don't worry your nerve about them because they were trying to run you. You catch a person, don't want to leave by themselves and call other members? That's the devil there. And if the member's stupid enough to go with them, goodbye. Look at verse 33 of the fourth chapter. And with great power give the apostles the witness of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus. And great grace, great favor was upon them all. Hallelujah. Let me find a wrap up place here. Let me give you another release here. I got one, two, three more releases. You ready? Rather wreck your God-given dream now. God have spoke things to you all. You have let it go because it didn't seem like he wanted to flow. The Lord is telling you, go back to it. He never changed his mind. I'm the Lord and I change not. That what I told you going to come to pass, but you're going to have to hold on to it. And, oh! Anybody say it? Rather wreck your God-given dream now. Guess what scripture he based that on?
Wow.
Turn to Philippians. I'll tell you when I get there. He based it on this scripture. My God. How many of y'all God have spoken to and give you a dream? And maybe it haven't come to pass yet. And don't sell it for nothing else. That's just, you're just passing through there. If you're on your way to a certain town and you get to three towns before you get there, that's not the town you're going to, is it? Don't you keep driving?
Yeah.
Well, keep driving.
Yeah.
Hold on, be free now. Rather wreck your God-given dream. Philippians 3:10. That I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his suffering, being made conformable unto his death. Now listen, all right, Lord, I see it, all right. Got to read on. And if by any means I might attain unto the resurrection of the dead, not as though I was already attained, either was already perfect, but I follow after it, if that I may apprehend that for which also I am apprehended of Christ Jesus. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching for the little things which are before, I press. What is it? Press it. I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Your dream is a high calling. If God spoke it to you, that's a high calling. Anything God says is a high calling. Rather wreck your God-given dream now. What did he say it to you? What did he tell you he's going to do for you? Why did you park there? Don't park there. Put it in gear. Go for it. Go for it. Then the next release is receive this revelation and your ministry will flow like a river. Let me say it again. Receive this revelation and your ministry will flow like rivers. That's John 7:37-39. The overflow. Out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water, a current, occurrence in the spirit will begin to take you places. Currents in the spirit. What I say? Currents in the spirit. Yeah. Sweeping you. Carrying you. Pulling you. Packing you. To what God says yours. Currents. Say currents. In the spirit. Rivers. Ezekiel said, where them rivers go, life came. Receive that revelation. John 7:37. You go there. All right, Lord. I go there because I got a few things I'm going to show you there. Go to John 7. I got one more anyway, and I'm closing. Hallelujah. I didn't prove nothing to nobody. It's a $500 check. This check was a $118 check. Good check. Man. In that last day, John 7:37, in that last day, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried. That's enough. I got there one time, I was preaching, Jesus stood and cried. I said, hold on. I got lost right there, boy. Jesus stood. Woo, God Almighty. You know what I'm saying? Jesus, when Jesus stand up, everything got to happen. Oh, but just can get Jesus to stand up. He don't have to say nothing. He don't have to do nothing. Just stand up. I know he in a seated position right now, but that boy, when that boy died, they said Jesus stood up. I believe when something is going on in my life, my Savior, my rock, my rock in a weary land. I believe when something going on in my ministry, in my life, I believe Jesus loved me enough. Yes. Say, that's Leroy. Yes. And he stand up. Yes. To make sure that I come out all right. Yes. Now you believe what you want to believe. You just keep your setting down, Jesus. You just believe what you want to believe. Let me believe what I want to believe. I believe when the going gets rough, my Jesus stand up. If he stood up for Stephen, he could stand up for me. I'm doing the same thing Stephen was doing. I'm preaching the gospel. After this night, Jesus is going to stand up for a whole lot of y'all. There's a lot of good hearts in this place, boy. I know it. So, daughter, you can't have a meeting. You can't have a meeting with this type of atmosphere without having people with good hearts. A lot of good hearts, a lot of fresh calling in this place, and a lot of people been trying to find their place. You found it. Yeah. Now you flow with this. I'm gonna give you this other one, and then I'm gonna close because I've been preaching all the week. Rest myself. Leroy, give me a little help. He ain't preaching more one time. I should let him preach more. He did such a good job. I almost give it to him Friday morning, but I'm glad I didn't now. Because what the Lord released. See, now you say, he ain't had to say that. No, look, we don't just have a fellowship. We have a relationship. He know what I'm saying. See, that's why I can't work with you. You got your feeling up on your shoulder. This is the way we talk. I'm not going to say no more about that. Turn to get the last one. Turn to Romans 5. Just pray about it. Romans 5, because I'm trying to close here now. Romans 5. Romans 5. This last one what it did to me, it did something to me this last, and I found out this, the apostolic releases. I give you 6 already, right? Now, I'm going to have y'all give them back to me now, because if nobody don't give them back to me, something going to happen here tonight. All right, I got to give you already got 6. I'm about to give you this last one. This last one, you really got to listen. It's really a package. It's really something about to be done. Here's what the Spirit of God says on this last release. a reigning revolution come to your life tonight. A reigning revolution comes to your life tonight. And it's found in Romans 5:17. For by one man offense death reign, by one much more. That's another principle there. The much more principle. Much more. They was received abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness shall reign in life by one. Jesus Christ. This night forward, every minister and every minister in the sound of my voice going to have a reigning revolution. Now you go to your house, when you get to your hotel and y'all got the iPhone, look up the definition of revolution and see what happens. Now, I didn't say a revival, I said a revolution. A breakout. A breakthrough. Blessing you can't explain. Banks falling down, the water just running. Nothing can contain the blessing that God about to release on your life and on your ministry, on your family. You won't be able to contain. You're going to have to share it with somebody else. It's going to be so much. So much anointing. So much wisdom. So much knowledge. So much understanding. More than enough. Those who have known you will not even recognize you. The supernatural will be moving out of every breath. Your words will be words with power. That's what they said about Jesus, you know. His word was spoken with power. When he opened his mouth, I knew it was something beyond the natural. Oh, glory. Who ready to give me number one? Give me number one. These impartations. God, give me one. Give me your hand. Give me some respect. All right, right there.
Unlocking the unlimited potential in me and in my ministry.
Ooh, Jesus. Unlocking. Now this is a word from the Lord. This is not a Sunday school lesson. This is a release that your potential. Your unlimited potential is being unlocked tonight in this house. Yes. Go to the next one. Who got the next one? Hey, all right, sir.
Functioning in your privilege of the impossible.
Say it again.
Functioning in your privilege of the impossible.
That's number two? I didn't tell you order, right? I just told you say anything you want to say, right? You know you got number two? You know what number two said? You don't know number two? All right, hold on. Get your pen ready. John, give me number two.
Stopping the energy of the enemy.
How can you think of something like that? Stopping the energy. That's number two, right?
Yes.
Of the enemy. In other words, what scripture we use with that?
Ephesians 4:27.
Yeah. Now, here's how you make the word work. If it's from God, it's going to happen. If something going on in your ministry that is not right, you say, in the name of Jesus, I'm stopping the energy. What you're using against me. That's how you apply this. This is apostolic, man. See, we've been so long we haven't seen the apostolic. See, God know I'm ignorant enough to believe him. When he tell me to do something. I believe this with all my heart, 40 years built upon this, that God has spoken to us with seven releases.
Yes, sir.
Now, when he get to his number, I want him, what number that was he was speaking out?
Three.
Now, I'm ready for you now.
Functioning in your privileges, of the impossible.
Functioning in your privileges, plural, I think it is, of the impossible. You're going to need to cash in on these privileges, because what you do call for warfare. And what you do call for unlimitedness. What you do is calling for you to know that you can function in the impossible and make it possible. Now, Words were spoken and the Spirit was released. See, these are not phrases for popularity. These are the sword of the Spirit apostolically. Number four. All right, young lady.
Decide to be victorious through supernatural strength.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Decide. It's a choice. The supernatural, listen, look at me. Every time you make a move, the supernatural stand there and say, take me with you. Don't go by yourself. Take me with you. We're going to see this thing done. Take me with you. You see, like Jesus with the five loaves and two little fish, them boys, the Bible says he already knew what he was going to do. He said that to check them out. They was all nervous. What did this say? He said, give it to you. Putting his hand, he began to multiply. Set them down. Set them down. Notice he gave them back to them. Now he wanted to pass through their hand to serve the people. I know they're saying, man, this stuff works. Ooh. Yeah. You know, see the supernatural. Your ministry, remember your ministry is a supernatural ministry, all right? There's sometime you're going to be driving in the fog. There's sometime there's going to be smoke like there's a fire of the enemy. But don't let that bother you. Sometimes things not going to work out like they should work out. But don't let that bother you. Sometime God is cutting you off from that direction. He's about to do something else for you. You remember that job was offered to you? Well, I told you, I said, look, make sure. Because it's not all money. Because you see, like, see for instance. Now, I go with people, but if people in a church like this, I don't accept no job they're going to take me from a church like this. Man, no, I ain't moving. Because of my church.
Yeah.
I've had many say, I'm not moving because of my church.
Yeah.
And I mean big money, but they wouldn't move. See, because money not everything.
Yeah.
Your family being blessed, your house together, and you hearing a word from God, and you going all across the world for a job, and left the place where God have built you up at.
Right.
Come on, man, have a little common sense.
Right.
All right, number four? All right, Jake, give it to me. Five, you got it? There's my grandson there. He clean, ain't he? Come up here and give it, Jay. Get that gum out your mouth. Give it to my mom. Come here. Quicker than that, you're holding me up. All right, number five. You got number five?
Mm-hmm.
Give it out.
Resurrect your God-given dream now.
Resurrect your God-given dream now. There's dreams we had let slip. Because people let us down. Who he give the dream to? Yeah, that's all. That's who he's gonna work with. See, as you put your confidence in them people, your confidence must be in him. And let him bring it to pass, and he'll send the people to help you. I got so many people surrounding me. I got people surrounding me is so connected with me, they can come right around me and I don't even know they're there. I mean, they work all around me. Just work all around me. And I don't even know they're there. They're so connected, they don't have, see, when you're anointed, your spirit can easily sense and detect something that is out of order. And so those people who work around me, I school them. I said, look now, you know, pay attention. Like I'm sitting on the porch and them boys got the blower or they're cutting grass. They know to shut it down because I'm sitting on the porch. I don't need to be hearing this. I'm trying to hear from God. I don't want you to hear no lawnmower. And so they understand me now. They work with me, you see. And that's what you see. God will surround you with people who love you, respect you, and honor you. And don't go by no looks. And them little nice things they tell you. No, weigh them in the balance. Now give me the next one. Go, you can go sit down. Son. Go stand up. What one are we on now?
Six.
Huh?
Six.
All right, go. Come on, girl. Give it to me. Go. Yeah, I said go, boy. Go. What's that?
Receive the revelation and your ministry will flow like rivers.
Are you saying it right?
Receive this revelation.
Say, what?
Receive this revelation and your ministry will flow like rivers.
All right, now you got it. See, this revelation and your ministry will flow like rivers. All right, number 7. All right, great son. A reigning, R-E-I-G-N.
Yes.
I spell that right?
Yes.
Revolution. What is revolution, David? You really
accurate. I mean to come back around to where it started.
Come back around to where it started. All right, good.
It's also a violent overthrow of a government.
It's a violent overthrow of a government. You know, that's one of my, I think that's one of the definitions we had, Bob. A violent overthrow of a government where the world and Satan kingdom is trying to rule your ministry and regulate how far you can go. We come tonight to understand there's an overpowering and an overthrowing by the anointing of God. I got to close now. Things that have been gripping your ministry. See, I know some of y'all don't have the breakthrough that you deserve. But connection will cause it. You understand? Yeah, the connection, because the Bible talks about one can put 1,000 to fight, 2 can put 10,000 to fight. The Bible talks about a 3-4 cord is not easily broken. If 2 of you shall agree on earth. When you connect like we connected this week, powers come together.
Yes, sir.
You know what I'm saying? Powers come together. And you go back to your ministry and it functions at a different dimension. And you say, hallelujah, I know what that is.
Yeah.
So I'll be looking for letters.
Yep.
Yeah. Man, I believe what the Lord tell me. I'll be looking for letters from you that something supernatural have happened in your life. And you know it happened because you was in that room. Would you do that for me? See, I trust the Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
I trust the Holy Ghost. And let me tell you something now. I got the clothes, but don't wait for the 100-fold. Get happy on the 30-fold.
Yes, sir.
Because they're going to cause the other folds to roll in.
Yeah.
All right?
Yeah.
It's a wrap. You may be seated. Leroy, you received the offering. Give your announcement. I just tell you, I appreciate you. I tell you, my sons, they come in, my daughters. I appreciate you following me and staying close around me. It's certainly, you're valuable to Carolyn and I. We got so many people that love us. We are not selfish, but we don't be on people's face all the time. You know, you say, well, you can't get to them. What you want? You had me just now. So it's the word, you know. Now, we take time to shake hands with people and stuff like that, but not all the time, because you get tired. I remember I preached for a minister one time. This would never happen to me no more. So he told me, come on, go with me. So we go. Now, this church had about how many people in that church that night?
About
700. We go. I thought we were going in the office to go get something to eat, man. We go at the door. And I shook every one of them people's hands. I said, this will not happen to me anymore. Now, I was taught a lesson by Creflo Dollar. Creflo, I was down at his place preaching with him. He wanted me to fly with him to go preach somewhere else. We went preach, all right, went preach. And he said, I ain't going to be long tonight, Doc. I said, okay. Now, he was long. The Spirit got on me. Got to preach. You'll never say that. Spirit got on him. But when we come back in the back room, you know, you're sitting around waiting, he rapping the mic. He put it down and said, ready, Doc? The minister ain't come and say, shake hand. I say, I see. That's the way you rest yourself. And boys know now. See ya.
Yeah.
See, because you're sitting there, you got to sit there and wait. Now, if you need to check, I would advise you to wait. because he might not send no check, you know. Keep a little pressure on him, you know. But I learned that night. I said, you know, people know I love them. I work. I need to get out of here. And sometimes they make you wait an hour and a half. Then they come back, you got to meet everybody. The janitor, the second deacon, all them people. You know, I ain't got time to be meeting all them people. I'm tired, man. I done preached the gospel. I'm ready to go get me some rest, you know. And so now the circuit I've been running, I'm so happy. Everybody understand? Yeah, you ask one of them boys, where he is? He gone. Say, may I talk to the apostle? Ma'am, I'm sorry. He gone. And then that rests you up so you can do a lot of things, all right? Now, make sure you're right, man. Because I think it was the inspiration of the Holy Ghost on the end. I didn't have this in mind. But I think so many things going to happen, brother. I think so many things going to happen. Because I think it will happen so powerful that we're going to shake some places. Because I believe in result, me. We love you. My wife love you. And we'll see you at the next round.
You may be seated. Lift your hand and read the offering envelope. The ushers in the aisle to serve you.
Notice how I handle that brother. I just want you ministers to learn that. You notice how I handle my brother when he didn't have the right one? You notice how I handle him? Huh? He'll never forget me because I handle him with love. See, when I got to his turn, I give him his turn. That's what you got to learn how to do. You got to learn how to not just be hard on people if people are trying to do the right thing. All right. Okay. That ain't given, it should be given to you, is it? No, okay. I don't play that here. That ain't give, is it be given to you? What is that? You don't know what it is. Now you tell me no. He tell me no. Then he said you don't know what it is. I try to stay away from those songs that have killed us. I do. I went to the Lord's church and they started playing. I said, oh, Lord, it's going to be a rough roll here tonight. You remember? I said, it's going to be a rough roll here tonight. Huh?
You can't be God-given.
Yeah, you can't be God-given. That one, too, though, give, and it should be given to you. They all in the same category. You can't be. Yeah, they start saying, you can't be God-given. No matter. They sure couldn't beat him given, too, and I left that. They sure. They sure didn't beat him giving, partner. I know when they sung that song, I said, ain't gonna be no offering yet, boy. You can't. Oh, the Lord. We're going back to the Baptist church, man.
Let's stand to our feet. Father, we thank you for these seeds that you've given us. We're sowing these seeds in faith, trusting in your system of seed time and harvest. Thank you for being the Lord of the harvest and being Lord over our lives and over these seeds. We give you glory and honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You may be seated. Ushers will serve you. Sir,
I just want to bless them before they leave. Stand up. Father, in Jesus' name, may all the word that have gone forth here this week may it come alive in each ministry that is represented here and afar and abroad. And as they travel to their various destination, may the angels be under the wings of the plan and under the cause and be with them as they go. And may they receive everything they heard and bless them in a special way. We thank you for this year of Minister's Conference. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
You make your announcement, whatever.
Don't forget about March 2021st. We'll be in Marysville, Washington. Also, camp meeting is July 7th through 11th. You're dismissed.